What's up, it's Coolie China.
How many more licks will it take till I get to the Senegada? Cause I've been at it since for the past 18
Yo, this is your boy Ricky Rick. Oh, I love a Zulu girl. Oh, I say, oh, 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 I love a Zulu girl.
This is Quest F.
All the stars. All the hits. This is Madiba's Radio.
Welcome back. You're still with Madiba's Radio. And with me currently is Faculty of Education, DASO's representative. And we'll be talking a little bit of what has been happening on the ground and behind the scenes as well with the political organizations here at Nelson Mandela. So just to run it back a little bit. So the issues being faced currently are shuttles, registrations for seniors, concessions, appeals, and accommodations, as well as funding. What's the stance, DASO's stance, when it comes to these issues? Have there been any solutions that have been met? Are these demands that are repetitive? And yeah, where do you stand?
Thank you very much. This is S.A. Matrose, the Education Faculty Representative. There has been some progress that the DASO SRC led by Latita. Yes. With regards to registration, the SRC president Latita and together with the SG and the CSRC, they are currently engaging with the management of the university on how to mitigate the issues, especially with regards to the issue of the concessions. Many students were rejected with the issues of concessions. According to the report that was out by the Department of Learning and Teaching, LOT, yes, Learning and Teaching, they've stipulated that at least 1,200, last time I checked, were rejected due to they can't carry the debt of 2023. So yes, the SRC president is currently engaging with the management with regards to that. So we encourage the students to constantly check the DASO page and Facebook, and we do have Twitter, we have TikTok, to monitor the report that will be out in due time. Yes. Now, with the regards of accommodation, we are currently engaging with Metro residents. It is an ongoing process. It has not yet been finalized. We are just engaging. The SRC is engaging so that we can accommodate unfunded students, which is one of the most burning issues when it comes to that, obviously. So unfunded students come in the forefront. And then, obviously, so we've been distributing also food parcels to unfunded students, a lot of them. Yes.
So ultimately, this led to then on the 10th of February when schools were opening, first day for classes to commence here at Madiba's Radio, but Nelson Mandela University. There was a shutdown, there was protests, which ultimately the tensions forced for school to go online. So what led to this conclusion for DASO to start the protests? I mean, yes, we know the issues, but rather than meeting and getting to a table and discussing with the other side, why then protest? I mean, it's become a norm now.
Well, obviously. So, you know, DASO, it's a very pragmatic and logical organization. So, obviously, so we won't just take it just for the sake of it to the streets without firstly engaging with the institution.
Yes.
So we did absolutely engage with the institution. But then our pleas and our proposals, seemingly they fall on deaf ears. Hence, we decided to take it to the streets.
Mm.
Yes.
Of course. And then there were confirmations of student allowance payments, concession responses, and expedited appeals processes. Were these outcomes that you guys were wanting from the demands that were being made, the reasons for the protests?
It's one of those reasons. And now with regards to, let me also tackle the issue of NSFAS, the issues of NSFAS, yes. We have currently established a help desk. Yes, we established it yesterday. We did send out a formal communication to students on our social media pages.
You're tuned into Madiba's Radio, broadcasting live from Nelson Mandela University.
I have fought against white domination, and I have fought against death domination. I have carried the idea of a democratic and free society in which all persons live together in harmony and with equal opportunity. It is an idea which I hope to live for and to achieve. But if need be, it is an idea for which I am prepared to die.
Nelson Mandela University, change the world. Changing the world, one voice at a time.